Donald Trump not helping his midterm chances either with the thug fund. We are seeing now bipartisan outrage. If you tuned out of the news over the long weekend, it has only been building since a contentious meeting at the end of the week. Republicans are upset, and other Trump loyalists, including longtime MAGA allied podcaster Joe Rogan, also speaking out.
That is so crazy. Imagine like somebody accused you of murder.
Yeah.
And it turns out you weren't guilty of that murder. And then you sue them. And you go, you can never prosecute me for murder again. And then like, you just go straight Uday Hussein.
Yeah. And they're like, it's cool.
This is crazy.
Rogan is not feeling it. The fund is offered for Jan 6 and MAGA allies and convicts, but others are trying to get in on potentially taking some of the money. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche has been trying to convince Republicans unsuccessfully that this is a good idea. Prosecutors, meanwhile, feeling pressure to push what are called weak cases through grand juries, leading to an erosion in the faith of the DOJ by grand jurors themselves and the judges. The Times reporting on this. This is normally backroom stuff that doesn't make the national news, but the Trump folks are abusing power so much and failing so often before grand juries, which is, of course, the early ham sandwich step, that they're running into all these problems. In one case, prosecutors reportedly spoke to grand jurors outside the room, which breaks the rules, improperly coaching them that the evidence they had presented was particularly strong. In other words, it was so weak in the room that they broke the rules to try to make up for it out of the room. A remarkable list of grand jury errors that a judge found shocking.